rest of the story. It was a charming house on Tiger Tail Road. It's not exactly an enchanted cottage, but a warm home where once upon a time something quite enchanting happened. Larry was a teenager with a crush on a schoolmate named Diane. And one day Larry got up the nerve to call Diane and ask her out to the movies Friday night. Diane said she would love to go, but she couldn't. Not Friday. Friday she was singing, she said, at the local Elks Club dance. What about Saturday? No, said Larry, he was busy with his family on Saturday. Well, he was feeling rather dejected until what Diane had said finally registered. You sing, Larry remarked, and Diane answered, I sing a little for meetings and things. Well, at any rate, Larry's solution to their dating dilemma was that he could meet Diane at the Elks Club after she was finished singing, and they could go on from there to the movies. Diane asked her mother. Her mother said yes, and that would have been all there was to it, except that Larry arrived at the Elks Club an hour early that Friday evening. He got there at 9 instead of 10, when Diane had said she would be finished. So Larry heard his little lady friend sing with the band. And all at once, something wonderful distracted him from Diane's sparkling blue eyes, her even more scintillating voice. It was all he could talk about for weeks. Diane was such a great singer. How come she had not been discovered by a talent scout or something? Well, anyway, at home, you remember the home, the house on Tiger Tail Road. Larry was starting to get teased by the family, especially by his sister Donna, Larry's current big thing. That's how Donna referred to Diane whenever Larry praised his girlfriend's talent. And that would usually invite an appeal to a higher court. You do believe me, don't you, Dad? And his father would smile at his teenage son. Surely Diane must be a good singer if she was performing for different groups around town, his father would say. Oh, you should hear her sing, Larry would always interject insistently, and Dad would always answer that yes, he should, and he would someday. I think Dad would have been more eager to oblige young Larry had he not been such a busy man. As it was, Larry kept insisting, and his father kept agreeing, although somehow he never managed to meet the young lady who had so impressed his son. Until one day, Dad was home from work. He was sick in bed with a cold. He was real sick. But propped up in bed, reading, when suddenly the bedroom door was flung open, and in walked Larry with Diane. Aha! Now a captive audience. Yes, she had been brought there by Larry to sing. And yes, right there in the bedroom she sang. And if possible, Larry's father was even more impressed than his son had been. Well, the rest, as they say, is history. Oh, did I mention Diane never really sang alone? She always sang with her three younger sisters. And that she, Diane, was then only 15. It had all begun as a Friday night movie date in 1955, which led to the discovery of the Lennon sisters by young Larry's bedridden father, a band leader whose music was to outlast all of that era's big bands and still will, Lawrence Welk. Now you know the rest of the story.